Good afternoon. Clouds are hanging on tough across interior New York and New England as we see a cool front approaching from the west. Not a lot of moisture associated with this front, but enough to squeeze out a little bit of patchy freezing drizzle earlier this morning. But with temperatures climbing nicely through the 30s and into the lower 40s this afternoon, we may see a few scattered sprinkles or flurries, maybe a snow shower across the higher terrain as the front pushes through during the day today and into the night tonight. Overnight, we'll continue with at least cloudy skies, so temperature is not able to drop off all that much. Still, though, we'll get into the upper 20s and lower 30s on average by early tomorrow morning. The front will continue to make progress off the eastern seaboard, and high pressure will build in during the day tomorrow. This will bring us back to at least a little bit of sunshine. Clouds will still dominate, though, and temperatures will climb back into the lower and middle 40s. That same high pressure center will remain in control overnight into the day on Wednesday, with more sunshine expected during the day, although clouds will start to move in late out ahead of the next front. Still out ahead of that front, temperatures will reach up into the middle 40s on Wednesday afternoon. The front will be a little more potent than the one coming through today and tonight, so for Wednesday night into Thursday, pretty good chance at some rain showers with snow across the higher terrain, and this will last into the day on Thursday as temperatures climb into the middle and upper 40s. The front will take its time getting through, and some computer models are suggesting this may take through the day on Friday. So the weather will remain unsettled for the end of the week with cloudy skies and the chance of rain showers. Behind the front, rain showers could change to snow showers on Friday afternoon as temperatures top out in the lower 40s early in the day and then begin to slide. As the front continues its track off the eastern seaboard, we'll dry it out with more sunshine and colder temperatures for the weekend with a healthy northwest breeze, lower 30s on Saturday and staying in the 20s on Sunday. And right now it looks like a wave of low pressure will develop along the front for the early part of next week, which could affect our weather to begin next work week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm watches and winter storm warnings have been issued for a large part of the Intermountain West as a potent upper-level low is forecast to continue dropping southward from the Pacific Northwest. This system will help draw Arctic air south of the U.S.-Canadian border early this week. Vertical lift in response to the upper low will bring widespread precipitation to much of the western states, with topography aiding into the additional lift. The modestly high snow levels initially will quickly come down as the Arctic air mass infiltrates the region. It appears wintry precipitation will be possible into the valley locations of the Intermountain West, although the heftiest accumulations are forecast to remain across the higher terrain. During the next couple of days, 1 to as much as 2 feet of snow will be possible over the Tetons, the Wasatch, and Colorado Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Anaheim and San Pascal Valley, both in California, to a low of 12 below zero at Monte Vista, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy near 50, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs right around 40 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 27, the record high 66 set in 1998, and the record low 2 below zero in 1875. Sunrise this morning at 7:07 a.m., sunset this evening 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, cloudy, with a few spotty areas of freezing drizzle this morning and highs in the mid-30s to around 40, cloudy with a few light snow showers tonight and lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the middle 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy skies today with highs right around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with highs in the middle 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 40s. mostly cloudy tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds in the lower to mid-40s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Wednesday in the mid-40s. Rain showers likely on Thursday in the upper 40s. Rain showers, perhaps some late-day snow showers Friday in the lower 40s. Lower 30s, breezy and colder with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, and mostly sunny and cold on Sunday with highs in the upper 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.